I'm talking today to Anne Johnson. Anne, where were you born?
I was born in Horsforth and I lived in Menston, Burley, all my life until I left.
And what was your occupation before you retired?
I was a teacher.
And you retired about what time?
I retired the year that the U3A started.
And was that the key to you joining it? Did you hear about it at that
time? Oh, yes. I read the piece in the Ilkley Gazette that Alan put in and went to the meeting, and it was mentioned that there was a similarity to the Housewives Register, which I had heard of, with similar ideas. Went to the meeting, joined, didn't start classes, leading classes, until the second year, because the first year Colin Wood had got the literature, so I had to think of something different.
Tell me your impressions of that first meeting that you went to.
A good number of people there, which was really pleasing because you felt it was going to run. Enthusiastic people, and got the feeling that there were people around who would do something towards helping.
What was it that attracted you particularly to this concept of the U3A, which was quite new at that time?
The idea that, I hadn't thought of this one, that there would be further study and the opportunity to teach, lead a group, which I'd always enjoyed. I'd enjoyed teaching, so I thought this will give me the opportunity to carry on.
And sort of further education, further knowledge.
Yes.
Into
yes.
later life.
Yes, that's right, because I didn't want to stop learning. I didn't want to vegetate.
Now, I imagine that you got involved with groups fairly early, did you?
Yes. Not the first year, as I said, but the second year I started a group called Plays and Theatre. No, it was the History of the Theatre first. And we went to I talked about the history and development of theatres, and we went to see plays relevant to the period I'd got to. And the funny story there is that at the end of the first year, Eileen Mason, as she was leaving, said, "Oh, I enjoyed that, Anne. I'm going to come next year." So I said, "Well, I'm repeating it. It'll be exactly the same." "That's all right," she said. "I forget what you said as soon as I go through the door." That's been a very salutary lesson.
Did you find much enthusiasm in those early days for the groups that you were involved with?
Yes, yes.
How many people joined you in the first one?
Well, my first one, I put a limit on 25, well, 24 really, but 25, because I wanted to have a group that was coherent and would talk to each other, and I was being pressed to take more and more because there were so few classes then that a lot of people wanted to join. But I said, "Well, I'll repeat it, and the people who can't get in this year can come next year," which is what I did.
And where did you meet, Anne?
Where did I meet?
Your groups.
Oh, the Dale's room in Christchurch.
And subsequently, did you meet in other places?
Well, with other groups I did, yes, but that particular group was always there, and I've used that room most.
And how did you branch out then into new groups?
Well, after doing it a couple of years, I realised that people liked going to theatre and they didn't want to go on their own, and they wanted somebody to talk to about it. So I then went on just to having a plays and theatres group, which is still running, where I talked and introduced people to the play we were seeing, and then we talked about it afterwards. There was occasions on the train when everybody was so enthusiastic, other passengers got involved. And The funny story there is that I'd booked to see a particular play, and we went to see it in advance, so I knew what it was about, and realised I had to tell the group that there was full frontal nudity and simulated sex on stage. And I better warn them and ask if they wanted their money back. There was a silence for a while, and then somebody said, "Oh, we're all adults." And they all came. It turned out to be a very moving play. And as we left, some other woman from somewhere else said to one of our group, "Did you know what that was going to be about?" And Val said, "Oh, yes," and swanned off. So we had fun.
And I gather your groups weren't necessarily static. You were travelling as well.
Yes, we used to go to theatres in different places, and the history of the theatre, we went up to the Georgian Theatre in Richmond, which is absolutely fascinating, and we had tea on the stage, which is also very nice.
And am I right in thinking that you went abroad?
Oh, goodness, yes. That was an art trip. We went to Verona because I wanted to go, and I wanted to see the art and the Palladian villas. And it seemed to be successful in that people enjoyed it, I'm told. You know, the feedback was. But it was so stressful, to me particularly, that we never did another one. Mike and I did it together.
Were you surprised by the growth of the U3A? You were there right at the beginning.
Well, I was aware of it happening as it went along, because there were meetings where it was discussed whether we should just keep it to Ilkley people or allow outsiders, you know, the Ilkley and district, how broad was the district, by which time lots of people had joined from Bingley and Baildon and places, and they didn't want to be suddenly cut off. So it was sort of had a life of its own by then.
And did it take over your life to a large extent?
Ah, that's an interesting one. Not really, but it did become an important part of my life. And when Mike retired and started the films, we were both very much involved. And we met, you know, lots of really nice, lovely people, made friendships. But it didn't dominate. You know, we had to have her life outside as well.
What do you think you've derived mostly from being a member of the U3A in Ilkley and District?
Huge enjoyment. I enjoyed the study beforehand, so I knew what I was going to be talking about. Made lovely friends, had just sheer pleasure.
And if you were talking to someone who was thinking about joining, what would you say to them about joining the U3A? How would you encourage them?
Well, what I've said is look at the brochures, see if there's anything that takes your fancy, and have a go. And both Mike and I are quite happy for somebody to come along for one session to see if it suits or not, which some people do, not often. But, you know, you've just got to try it for yourself.
There's a very wide scope of groups. How many groups have you been in? Can you remember, roughly?
Well, apart from my own, I've been in the Scrabble. I'm very keen on Scrabble. And I've done one or two other things. But between you and me and the Gatepost, I prefer teaching to listening to other people. Though there have been some very interesting ones. There was the History of Egypt by the Webbs, Judith Brown Webb, that was very good. There have been lots of good ones. And we joined Graham May's first class to support him, and Pam Ray and we sat on the front row. He was talking about futures, gas, coal, nuclear fuel and so on. And behind us, there suddenly piped up experts from deep mining, the nuclear industry, gas industry. And Graham said after a bit of, you ought to be up here taking over. But that was an impressive moment. Realised what people knew.
Ilkley provides an amazing number of people who have very distinguished backgrounds. Yes. That must have played quite a big part in it.
Oh, I'm sure it did. I mean, we are a dormitory town for at least 3 universities, aren't we? And big hospitals with doctors and specialists. I'm sure that's part of the reason that we've been so successful.
Do you see the early people, the early pioneers? Do you keep in touch with each other?
Oh, yes. Well, I mean, Pam Ray, who was a walker in the Evergreens when we started, and she and I talked through our classes as we were walking. We know a lot of the people. And Jim Butterfield, I go to Tai Chi now, and John Dixon. Yes.
Splendid. Well, you've had a wonderful 21 years in the U3A.
Yes.
And you're continuing.
Well, I've been told I'm allowed to have a class here in the lounge of Priestley Court. And in the lounge, there's a big television. And last year, I did a course, Film and Book, or Book and Film, with the Remains of the Day, with Mike. And Mike showed the film and talked about adapting it. So I thought I'd try it again with another book, the idea of literary study of the parts of the book, and then the problems of adapting it, and then looking at the film.
I'm sure you'll keep on keeping on. Thank you very much, Anne Johnson.
Thank you.